You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's personal finance time on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at managing your finances as you grow older in life. It seems as though life does not get any cheaper the older we get. And so it is important to be able to navigate those challenges better as we go. I'm joined on the line by the head of consumer education at FNB, Darshini Naidu, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Darshini, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start perhaps our conversation with a look at some of the considerations that we're having to deal with in today's day and age where it relates to planning for the future.
Thanks, Jimmy, and a good question. I think, you know, in South Africa, we have a particular structural issue where less than 25% of South Africans have medical aid or medical insurance. So this places a huge strain on the majority of South Africans as they get older and as health concerns perhaps increase or health challenges increase. So it's an important topic even for people who aren't yet at retirement age to start to consider some of the things that they need to do to plan for retirement. And in retirement, we see unexpected or maybe even a shift in financial priorities that we may have had when we were younger. Increasing medical bills, perhaps chronic illnesses that we didn't have when we were younger, assistive devices, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the health considerations that we make as we get older is considerably different to what a young person would think about. And so we need better planning for that.
Darshini, could one argue that, again, with the stats that you've mentioned, that only 20 or less than 25% of the older population actually have access to the medical facilities that they require, is it possible to even plan that far ahead? I mean, you touched on the fact that in youth and in the younger stages of life, this doesn't seem as much a priority, but surely as you get older, it certainly is something that you think about. Is it something that you can plan for ahead of time?
Absolutely. I think planning for retirement is such a critical conversation in South Africa because we have such low retirement savings. I mean, there's a very small minority of South Africans that are able to retire comfortably. And so a lot of that planning happens when we're younger. And so it's critical for younger people to start thinking about retirement planning, start to put a plan into place, think about the kind of lifestyle that they would want to have, you know, during their golden years, and start that process now so that we have sufficient time and can benefit from the beauty, of compounding interest over an extended period of time to realize those dreams and aspirations. So I think retirement planning is critical from the time we start working. We often say that when you get your first job, you need to think about how much you can put away for retirement.
But when we're younger, we often don't earn as much. And so the argument could be made from a younger person perspective that, oh, I'll start this later in life once I get my first promotion, once I get my first big paycheck, or once I start earning a little bit more. We know that things like medical aid don't seem to be getting any cheaper at the moment. In fact, medical aid prices are going to be going up in 2026. How do we then dispel this misconception from a young perspective that I can start this later in my life?
Jimmy, I think that's such a good question. And I think often as young people, I mean, as South Africans in general, I think we don't look at the numbers. And I think this is where we need to start actually having conversations about, you know, if you start saving now versus if you start saving later on in life for retirement, what is the accumulative effect in both of those different scenarios? So critical that we sit down with, you know, accredited, qualified financial planners, understand the difference between starting now and starting later. And I think also critically important is that we need to understand that once, you know, we reach a certain age, we need to be able to have a steady income that comes in that helps us to maintain a particular lifestyle. And you can't start that close to retirement age. That is something we need to start very early on.
So Darshini, let's look at some of the practical habits, some of the intuitively smart habits that younger people can put in place so that it eases the pressure as they get older, and perhaps even some of the habits that might spill over into the older generation that can still be put in place at a later date?
Yeah, so I think it's about planning. So I think the first step is you need a plan. You need a financial plan with financial goals. And this speaks to, you know, the kind of lifestyles that we want later on in life. So having a plan is critical. But a plan in and of itself is not all that it takes. You need to be able to then match that plan with the regular habit and discipline of saving, of putting away the money, of having the appropriate financial instruments to help you achieve the goals that you've set out in your plan. I think there's also this concept of pay yourself first, you know, setting aside money for emergencies that you may have now or later on in life. And having an emergency savings fund is important. I think something that we don't talk about enough is our social, the social pressures and maybe even our psychological makeup and how that affects the way in which we view money, the way in which we plan or don't plan adequately. And so we need to think about what are those social pressures that we feel? How do we avoid feeling pressure to live this particular lifestyle, you know, which sometimes eats into our future savings because we're living for the now. And the psychology of you only live once, you know, you often hear that from young people, I want to enjoy my life now. So these are the kind of social pressures and psychological factors that we need to also review. I think also there's this idea of reviewing these plans as our life stages, as we move into different life stages, as we move into different earning categories, as our financial and living circumstances change. We need to then adjust and right size our budgets and our spending habits and our attitudes to meet those changes and to match those changes. So, you know, I often talk about right sizing your budget for your particular life stage that you find yourself in, but equally to ensure that there is sufficient funds and sufficient investment in your future, whatever that may look like.
Darshini, before I let you go, when we look at these expenses, particularly the health-related expenses, I think we've often had these conversations where we say you can't put a price on good health, and a lot of that is centered around the fact that a lot can happen in life, but the one thing you want to always have in check is good health. What is the one non-negotiable from a financial planning perspective, perhaps from a savings and a habit perspective, that should be in place alongside, say, the plan that you mentioned, that would ensure that health expenses are taken care of?
I think it's about having that emergency savings fund so that you can tap into those funds to cover the cost of healthcare if you aren't, you know, in the fortunate position to have health insurance or private medical aid. So that you are not then relying on credit. I think what consumers need to try and avoid as much as possible is using credit to cover our health costs, because that just becomes a very costly affair. So for me, the one thing is emergency savings, and use it just for that emergencies when you need it the most.
Planning for your health, especially in the later years of your life, and getting that planning done in the early years of your life, could prove to be very beneficial and potentially the difference between good and bad health in the future. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Head of Consumer Education at FNB, Darshini Naidu, for joining us to take a look at managing your finances for later in life.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.